This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3.
510 has texted in. All right, guys, get out those wallets and welcome Diamond to the main stage. College isn't going to pay for itself. Give it up for Diamond.
And then you got to hit the song, She's My Cherry Pie by Warrant. Have that ready for now when we talk about your daughter, Diamond. I'll wait for it.
Oh, you want that?
Yep.
Yeah!
Here she comes! Diamond!
Sweet cherry pie! Oh, yeah!
Have that ready.
I don't know if I want to have that ready.
562 says, Diamond, don't do it. The kid will be traumatized for the rest of her life. And my mom wrote to Bryn. She said, I like it.
No, she didn't.
She did. What did she say? Sweet little
precious jewel.
Precious jewel. It's adorable. I said, if you're going to name her after a jewel, name her Ruby.
That's pretty.
Ruby's a cute little name. And we could sing Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday.
Okay.
Who sings that song?
The Rolling Stones.
What? Okay, never mind.
We're old.
Why are we? I mean,
it's just it's us.
Listen, when Mariah comes on, he's like,
to men,
"Touch then, my body,
my touch me on the floor, touch me some more."
I'm gonna listen. Hey.
Why are we surprised he knows? Never mind.
Ask him about his.
Don't ask
I'm gonna,
for anything.
I'm
ask him right
of
now.
Course I am, but hold on. I have to do the
torture him.
USCN yes, thing. Touch my body. Touch me on the
floor.
That's
that garage floor. Tickle
me some more. We're gonna talk about it.
Mushroom slap you.
Good call, dude. That could have been isolated and used against you. You gotta be so careful.
I know.
Jerks we work with. Not knowing about the Stones and using our words against us. It's me and you against the world, Penny. Usually you're on our team, right? I mean,
absolutely.
You get tortured. Of the two torturers. Okay.
Yeah, I'm never mind.
don't open
surprised.
The door.
Yeah.
Don't do it. This part of the show is sponsored by UCSF Health. You can download the allnewradio.com app and listen to Alice anytime, anywhere. I hear it's working really smoothly. It's great. Get it immediately. UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News & World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible. So, Vinny spent the weekend at his new house doing chores. Your garage floor looks like the surface of a newly Zambonied ice rink.
It does, you're right.
It's so beautiful. What is going on? What did you do?
So, actually, when we took the, you know, they give you the key and you're like, yay.
When did you get it?
I don't know. So we get it. I don't remember. All the days are bleeding together. I'll tell you right now. Here's the trip. I've been so slammed by all this stuff. So Friday you left and we were by ourselves. Yeah. And normally I'd be kind of pumped for that. Like, all right,
Ben,
we're
gonna do it.
You're going to go in there and you're going to represent.
Kill it, man.
You're going to do a great job for it. I came in here like, I just want to live through this. I got to get to the other side. I'm dying over here.
I'm so sorry.
No, it was just because there's too much stuff going on back there at home.
Yes.
It's just, I can't.
I feel
every
you.
Minute when is like
that, yes, I'm
another thing. So when we took possession of the place, the first thing is, all right, we're trying to schedule out how we're moving in and what we can get done before we do.
Right.
And the garage was the first thing I looked at where they just left a bunch of stuff behind. Mm.
Like, so you had to get rid of their...
I don't even want to insult...
Say it. Do it. Insult them.
I mean, no, not them. Oh. I was going to say IKEA, but it's not even IKEA. It's like janky, not even particle board. What is that thin... Anyway, there's like these shelf units where I actually took them down by banging it.
Oh.
That thing just trash just falls down.
You looked at it.
I was like, I don't even know what they put in there. They look like little cubicles that an elementary school would have for the kids to put little papers
maybe
in.
The lady did crafts in
there. I don't
or
know,
something.
Man, but I had to pull all this. So we just stripped it down.
So there's nothing, no shelving,
I looked
no
at
nothing.
The walls and was like, okay, we're going to start with paint.
So you patched all the little holes.
And to paint the whole garage. And then
so you got it early last week, because didn't you paint last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so you get it all painted.
And then we wanted to fix the floor, because the floor had paint. You know, the thing about the garage... Well, you don't know this because you don't have one. Sorry, John.
But I have had, and I know what you're going to say. Like, you do your projects out there, and you don't worry about the garage floor.
And so a family's history is in that garage, mm-hmm. and I didn't mean, I don't, but it's our house now, and sorry, your history's going away.
Yeah.
We're starting fresh. So I just, right. I did this stuff, this floor treatment where it's just, like you said, it's sheet glass. It looks killer.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like a brand new floor and brand new walls, and I still have to paint the doors. The inside of the doors, but then the garage is like perfect, brand new.
One thing down.
Start fresh.
Cross it off the list.
Right. So that's what
I've
been
up to. Are you going to do the painting?
But I swear I'm like sweeping and paint rolling, and I have these like my hands turned into hooks, you know, like that hook mm-hmm. hand you get. And I the whole time I'm like, she loves this. Why does she love this
because
so much?
It's because you did it yourself. And then when you look at it later, you'll always think, you know, my blood, sweat, and tears went into that.
Yeah, well.
And you'll always, I mean, you must be proud of it. Put the picture up online.
I'm proud of it. I can't do that right now. But
I'll do it. I have
the
it.
The thing, no, you know what I was going to say? So I finished it and it dried overnight.
Yeah.
And it didn't come out as good as I wanted it to. So I did one more coat, which was a whole nother. And this time I just said, all you people stay away from me. Let me just do. Because the kid makes everything harder.
Yes. Well, they just want you to pay attention to them. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't be like this. If only there was like an off switch. Let me just put you on the charger.
Oh, she talks so much, you guys. And you know what's funny is we've made her. I know. We've made her ask. To interrupt when mom and dad are talking because she just won't let us talk.
Right.
And so she now, may I please be part of the conversation?
Uh-huh.
Sure, what would you like to say? I love you guys.
Mm.
All right, we love you too, honey. Then we try to go back. May I please be part of the conversation? She just doesn't want to have anything happen that she's not part of. She doesn't have anything to say.
Right.
So it's like that. It's the...
You'll get to the point where you won't even put your hand down because you. I mean, with you know, because that's kids, right? They just want to put their two cents in, and so we had a long talk about interrupting and how you can't do it, and you can't even ask to be part of the conversation. You have to wait until.
Oh, you went through this.
Oh,
it's all normal, right?
I think everybody. Yeah, I mean, kids. Just you're just trying to teach them how to socially interact and to not be the because they just want to be. Dancing or putting on whatever show they've got and I couldn't stand the poke. I'm sure that annoys a lot of people, but it was like a total pet peeve. And I said, if you want to talk to me or if you need to get in, I'll finish my thought and then I'll let you in, but you need to just lay a hand on my arm.
Mm-hmm.
And they still to this day now if somebody wants to break in on a conversation John or I or whoever's having, they just lay a hand on my arm. And which is, it's lovely compared to poke.
Oh,
Mom,
I can't handle
Mom,
the poking.
Mom! Yeah. It's like, mm-mm. There'll be no addressing you until you've made it known that you want to be in without making any noise.
I don't know how the roles shake out in everyone else's house, but I don't have the ability to ignore stuff. So the missus can ignore stuff and just... truck right on along, and she'll even say to me, just ignore it. What is your problem? Ignore it.
It's hard.
And I'm like, I gotta go. I gotta get out of this room. I can't take it. It's killing me. Because I can't ignore
it. So when you were doing the floor, you said, get her out of here.
Yeah. Just guys, just go.
Did she pick out a room and a color? And
yeah, she's pink. What do you mean?
It's only one color, pink.
Pink, man.
Pink
it's gonna
is
be
it.
Pink. She's into it. She's all girl. Everything about her is girl. And I swear, when I, growing up and as an adult, I always thought, wow, moms, they really do pass along girl stuff. Like there must be meetings, mom-daughter meetings, where they pass along, like, look, these are the colors you should like, and you should like makeup and soft things, and you should really like shoes. And it turns out
they don't need to.
There's so much instinct in this girl that she loves it. If you're not paying close attention, she will sneak into mom's closet. The door will slam, and she'll stay in there for until someone goes,
where's our kid?
Where is she? And she is trying to zip on boots. She's like got mom shoes on and trying to zip them up.
That's so cute. Well, she wants to be like mom. Well, you know, she sees mom put it all together.
Absolutely.
And I remember watching my mom get dressed, and I was never a girly girl. I was always a tomboy, but there was something about my mom putting on her makeup or doing her hair.
Right.
Or just even the way she looked at herself in the mirror, like she turned to the side and suck it in and look so cute. I'd be like, oh man, look at her all grown up. Like,
that am was, I ever going to look like
am
that?
Am I ever going to look like that, Mom?
Yeah.
You did that too?
Oh, yeah.
Every little girl.
My mom would put on her makeup and I'd sit like on the toilet or on the tub and just watch her. And, and then she'd put a little dot on me and I'd be like,
oh, I know. You got to have a little bit of lipstick.
Yeah, but I'd always take her shoes out of the closet, walk around, clunk around in them. And I always wondered, was I going to have Chi-Chi's too? And
Turns out, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then some.
And then some, right. Yeah.
Was your mom super busty?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Your mom had a cute face.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys looked a lot alike.
We look so much alike.
She's littler than you.
Oh, super short.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, parents
kids.
And
oh,
kids.
Babies. And speaking of which, so thank you for sharing a
Yay.
Little bit. Vinny, you should totally post that picture up
Vinny.
of the show. I mean, that's a lot of work. Believe me. Even yesterday, after I did a ton of work in the backyard, I felt so proud of myself, and I wanted to post the picture, and I just thought about my agent and went, it just doesn't feel right. I'm not doing it.
Mm.
I don't want to, like, be happy. Mm. Take a day to be sad. Babies. There is another Kardashian on the way, and not the one that Kim and Kanye are having with a surrogate. So no one's confirming this, but they're having a baby. I mean, of course they are. 20-year-old Kylie. Not old enough to drink, old enough to have a baby. You know, everyone's talking about it. And frankly, that's as much confirmation as I need. It's everywhere. Kylie and her boyfriend Travis Scott have apparently been telling their... I'm not even over her and Tyga.
Yeah,
you know, I feel like we haven't gotten past that. These guys
well,
have been dating
since.
That
always felt like a scam anyway.
I know.
Between Blac Chyna and Tyga getting in on the Kardashian
right,
thing.
Just cashing in.
Mm-hmm.
If I could, can I ask you, have you watched her? Kylie has her own show, right?
Yeah.
Have you
they
watched
say
the show?
Life of Kylie.
Because I've read reviews of it on Snapchat, then the little news sections, and they say that she's the least interesting, she's unwatchable, she's embarrassing, actually, because she's so insecure and so clearly not someone who should be on TV.
Right.
And I do feel like the baby is the move, right? I mean, it's the...
And people are speculating that she's gotten pregnant to get another season out of Life of Kylie.
It's everything you said, I agree.
100%.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, because I've never seen it, and as I read it, I feel bad for the girl because she's so clearly trying to keep up with her sisters.
Yeah, she is the ultimate person trying to keep up with the Kardashians. Why do I have to be a Jenner? Anyway, Kylie is apparently pregnant. God knows how far along she is. She started dating Travis Scott, I think in April, I read.
Yeah.
The last
thing I read this morning, Sarah, was that she's 5 months.
Yes, I did see that. And that even that, so that seems like she'll be having the baby right around the time her sister does.
Exactly.
Like, I think that Jen, so 5 months? So they got pregnant the minute they started dating? I mean, five months ago was April.
Maybe it's all false. Who knows? I just can't believe anything they say or do.
I know. Sources telling People Magazine, it's unexpected but completely amazing turn of events that Kylie could not be more excited or thrilled about. This is the happiest she's ever been.
She's been posting old photos on social media, apparently to hide her weight gain.
Yeah.
Or pictures that only show her from the chest up. But they are saying that if you look carefully from a couple months ago, you can start to see a little baby bump. The New York Post is saying she's been looking pregnant for about 4 months, which would put her well past 5 months of pregnancy. I mean, your first baby, I mean, you barely show it all until
I don't know, but it is so funny that it's right out of TV 101. As soon as the ratings aren't happening, throw
a baby
in there.
Baby or a wedding. Kylie's ex, Tyga, posted a link to one of the stories about the pregnancy and commented, "Hell no, that's my kid," with some devil emojis. And then he deleted it. So, you know, just trying to stay in the news, I guess. There's still no official word on whether or not Kylie is pregnant. And apparently there's not going to be anything anytime soon. However, Caitlyn Jenner has apparently been running her mouth. Because Britain's Sun tabloid said that Caitlyn's rep told them that Kylie revealed her pregnancy to her dad quite some time ago. And if you're confused, that's because Caitlyn Jenner used to be Bruce Jenner. That's her dad.
See,
it's a her, but it's
we can still refer to Caitlyn as the dad.
Yes.
Okay.
They still call her dad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
On Live with Kelly and Ryan yesterday, Ryan Seacrest got a message from Kris Jenner right while he was on the air. And of course, he's in bed with the Kardashians. He's an executive producer on the Kardashian show.
He just did a big special this past weekend, the 10th year of the Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Behind the scenes, it was just so ridiculous. Oh.
He said that the message said, "Kylie is not confirming anything," which is in and of itself a freaking confirmation. If she wasn't pregnant, she'd just say no.
Ignore it.
Right. Looks like it's a baby girl. Travis Scott, the alleged father, has been privately telling friends about the pregnancy for about 2 months. And yeah, it looks like it's going to be born right around the time that Kim and Kanye have their baby.
People are texting in saying that they heard that Kylie is Kim's surrogate. Couple of those texts.
Oh, that is hilarious.
I don't believe it.
I don't either, but because she would not ruin that body, you know, for someone else's kid. And we know.
Maybe she would, though. I mean, that's the point I was trying to make. She doesn't
ratings.
Seem to have her own path. She just seems glued to riding these girls' coattails.
Well, but she's worth $50 million right now, and
she has her own line of makeup.
She has her lip kits.
Yep.
Her and her sister have a clothing line. I was reading that in the last 2 years that her makeup company has made more than $420 million.
Yeah, she's independently wealthy. Even, you know, I'm sure she made money off the show.
You're right.
And I'm sure she wants to continue to have the show because that's, I'm sure, how she sells her makeup and her lip kits or whatever. But yeah, I see ads for her crap everywhere.
Yep.
And I do mean crap.
Well,
I love her lips, actually.
You have to figure, though.
I love her lips, too.
And they're totally fixed from when she was a kid. So
this is just one of those licensing things, right? I mean, she didn't start her own factory and go.
Well, who knows?
She didn't start her own factory. Yeah. I'm 100% with you.
Yeah.
She went, "I want big lips, and I cannot lie." And
but on
someone
show,
said, "I'll get those for you."
You see her going into a testing room and picking the colors and, just having everything just so the way she wants it. But yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Right. No, yeah, and that's standard.
I mean,
she's not
do.
A chemist. She's just a dork who's gorgeous. Prettiest of all the Kardashians, in my humble opinion.
I still like
You like Kendall.
Kendall.
I don't like Kendall. I always hated those skinny bitches.
You love those skinny
bitches. Yeah, you
bitches.
Love the skinny. What
I'm
are you
jealous
about?
Of them.
All right.
I want that their bodies.
I just like her the most. She seems the most real for whatever that means.
I like Chloe.
She's the most Chloe's quiet, great. That's for sure.
Yeah, I like that part.
Chloe's my favorite.
Oh, where is Chloe?
Kylie, come here.
Heard
Let me
Chloe
give you a
in
hug.
A
Kylie, you're pregnant with a little girl. You're going to love it. I've always wanted to have a baby. I've tried and tried, and I haven't been able to.
Aww.
I actually thought of Chloe first thing when I saw this story because
like
I was
feel
like,
bad for her.
Yeah, because yeah. Chloe really, I mean, That was one of the things with her and Lamar, right? That she tried and tried to have a baby, and she's watching Kim pump him out, and now we're freaking 20-year-old half-sisters having a baby. Jeez! What is Courtney got three kids?
Yeah, and just this weekend, there was a picture with Scott, and he's dating the Sophia Richie.
Yeah.
And it said, congratulations, Scott and Sophia on the cake. So everyone's speculating that she's pregnant.
I'm alone in my pain. I'm happy for them, but I want my own baby. That sucks. That really sucks.
It does.
She's the one who really wants a baby. Oh, Chloe.
Well, it's not the way it works.
I know. Right. It's really not. Almost seems like it's commensurate with how much you want it, whether or not you get to. Mm. Sucks, man. All right, I am totally out of time. But you know what? We talked about your glossy floor. We talked about the glossy-lipped Kardashians. I feel like we've covered glossy.
So we'll Diamond, we covered.
Oh, sure.
Isla, we covered.
All the stuff. Yeah. Felt good. Yeah. I feel like we're back. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
The secret to a better life.
Oh, my God. Does it get better and better? Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:38 Tuesday morning, and this part of the program is brought to you by NBC. You can watch this show live. I was just sitting in UZ's studio over there. They've got cameras mounted on the wall. Beautiful. Nice mounting job. I can tell they made those in engineering.
Right.
We have cameras mounted all around in both studios. And we got a guy, Vaughn, who runs the show, runs it like a little TV show, and then it loops all throughout the day. But you can watch the whole damn thing by going to radioalice.com/watch. It takes you right to the Looking Glass. Four-time Emmy winner The Voice is back. New coach Jennifer Hudson joins Adam Levine, Blake Shelton, and Miley Cyrus. The blind auditions start Monday. They started last night, followed by the premiere of The Brave on NBC. This looks like I'm going to get yesterday's copy. Anyway, The Voice is back, everybody, on NBC.
What's up, everyone?
All right, man.
Woo! Woo!
Here's what's happening. I know that we were out yesterday, so we're late to the party. I just wanted to mention real quick, we are aware that our president has not only picked an argument with North Korea, but is arguing with the NFL and the NBA as well.
And Puerto Rico.
And
Puerto Rico. He's got it all going on. What a peach.
So, just...
Yeah. We don't want to spend our morning on that.
There's that. We're aware of it. Chairman and CEO Richard Smith is going to retire today from Equifax.
Oh, how lovely for him.
Because of the data breach that compromised information of 143 million Americans.
I'd love to see what his departure package looks like. I wonder if he'll be okay in retirement.
I think he's going to be fine.
Oh, you think? Oh, mm-hmm. You think he would suffer for,
The data breach is under investigation by the Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission. Sarah, your hand is up.
Is he one of the people who sold their stock before the breach was announced?
I don't think he is, but Equifax's chief information officer and chief security officer both resigned earlier this month, and I think those are the two dudes you speak of.
Mm.
The ones that unloaded some stock after hearing about the uh-oh.
Get while the getting's good.
So, and stock, by the way, is down over 26% since the report of the breach.
So they sold at a good time.
Right. Mm. So there's that.
Oh, my God. Don't get me riled up. I don't want to think about that.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. I'm really curious if you would consider doing this. Now, I know you have a guy.
I do.
And he takes care of a lot of things that you...
He does.
They get done, and you don't have to think about it.
I don't.
Imagine you don't have a guy, or that guy's just some derelict dude.
Right, doesn't do anything.
Unfortunately,
sits on the couch, hand down his pants. Bring me a sandwich, woman.
He got latched onto you early, and you're stuck with him. It's good for nothing.
Right.
In that world, okay, would you imagine trusting Walmart to do this? Because they're going to offer this here in the Silicon Valley. This
trusting
is a trip.
Walmart to do this, okay.
Walmart has a plan for grocery delivery that takes things way further than the box that's put at your front door. Oh. They want to go into your house when you're not home and stock your fridge for you.
I love it.
You get a special smart lock on your door. Then you order groceries on walmart.com and tell them when you want them delivered. So you're specifically not home. You're doing that on purpose, I guess.
Or you are home. And
well,
you...
if you're home, I mean, you're really going to stand there while they...
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Chit-chat, offer them a cup of coffee. No, you're right. I mean, this is... I actually think this is great.
I think the idea is you're at work all day right. And you say, listen, stock the fridge while... So when
I get
home,
all my stuff will be there.
They bring the groceries to the house. They use a one-time code on your smart lock to get in. They stock the fridge and then leave and send you a message that they're gone. The door is locked behind them. And your fridge is stocked.
I think it's great. I don't have a problem with that. And I think that these days people have, there's so much smart technology. You could totally report
watch
them if
doing.
They, you know, if they didn't, do, if they went into your bedroom or something creepy. I personally don't have a problem with that. I think that sounds wonderful.
You do.
And if anything happened, you'd call Walmart and go, your dude took my TV or, you know, whatever. But I don't, I can see why you wouldn't want to.
What? Why?
I don't know. It doesn't seem like something that you'd be open to.
So you can like, see that you... I wouldn't want to, but not why.
Well, no, I can't see why you wouldn't. Don't you also not have a cleaning lady because you don't like to have someone come in your house? Or...
Well, we had someone coming every other week for a little while there. And then the missus decided not to work. And so then we were like, well... You're home. We're not going to have someone while you're sitting there.
Why don't you clean the house?
Come in and clean the house. We don't have...
But now she's working.
Back to work. We're probably... I mean, we've
Big
been
house,
moving, so
you know.
We're probably going to get someone again.
Nice.
And the person that we were using was wonderful, so it's not that. But I do have trust issues.
Sure, of course.
I do worry about getting robbed or someone getting into your stuff,
mm-hmm.
putting on your underwear or whatever. I don't know
your
why
underwear.
She would put on
why
my underwear, but I don't
put
want her
your
to.
Underwear on, right? Well, I don't want them looking through my junk.
But also, I don't always want to have to think. Oh, I gotta make sure whatever valuables are put away.
Mm.
You know, whatever that might be. I don't have any valuables, but you know what I mean.
Your smartwatch, you know,
there's,
whatever.
No, that's
You looked at your watch. I'm like, that's valuable.
No, it's not really.
Sure, it is. You know, even people will take chargers. They'll take whatever if they think they can get away with it. But I'm sure that the people that Walmart will have delivering will be fully background checked. They get a one. I like the one-time code thing. I think that's great.
Yeah, I don't like it.
So you wouldn't do it?
Mm-mm. You could drop them at my doorstep. That's about as far as you're going to go.
Mm.
And
totally
you know what? And I have
it.
A dog. I don't want to worry about the dog getting
well,
out.
Right. That's
I don't
true.
Want to worry about anything.
The guy getting bitten by your
that's
dog.
That's it. Yeah. I don't want to have to think. Besides, I just, look, I get it. The chores of life make life a drag.
Mm.
They do. I mean, life is the most fun thing. There's so many wonderful reasons to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's just a wonderful smell, as you breathe deep, just a wonderful smell, a going surfing with your friends.
Sure.
Friends of doing whatever. I know you like to have a meal. Whatever.
Sure. Some delicious food.
Whatever it is. You, sure, it's
children,
great.
Children, weddings.
But there's so many chores.
I know.
In between the good stuff.
That I'm happy to pay Walmart to deliver my groceries and put them away.
I can see why.
Yes.
I can see why you'd want to. Yeah. Anything to lighten the load. There you are doing laundry thinking, what am I doing? I'm doing damn laundry.
I know. I hate laundry.
I know. Hooman's not doing laundry.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Seems like a
I don't know though. Well, I embrace the laundry. Home. Like I feel like the laundry's got to get done. I know Wednesday's my day, and I'm going to be doing laundry. I can't really go anywhere because every hour I got something to do.
Someone
change
says,
over the load.
Yeah. Ideal for shut-ins who don't want human interaction. Someone says, "Have you seen the people Walmart hires?"
Hey,
smart lock hacking and entry bad.
Well, there's that. All the hacking stuff is a thing.
It is a thing. I'm fine with it.
All right.
I won't use that service because I have John.
You got a John, but
if I had that derelict sitting on the couch.
But the other picture we painted, you know, the guy who latched onto you early, and he's just
I hate that guy.
Waste of skin.
Man, we keep seeing him in the bad advice on our secret show.
So the secret to a better life.
Okay, tell me. Is it Walmart home delivery?
No.
Okay.
It's not. Although Walmart does, I should end with this. The spokesperson says, this is probably not for everyone and certainly not right away, but they are going to be launching it here in the Silicon Valley. It is something that some people like yourself will be into. Right. So we'll see. So a company that makes adult toys just released the results of a new survey, and they found the secret to a better life is getting yourself at least 4 times a week.
Oh. Surprise, it's from a company that makes toys to help you get there.
They found that people who get it on with themselves that often are less likely to get sick, have better confidence about their bodies, more likely to have jobs, and more likely to finish when they actually do have sex.
Relations.
Right.
Yeah.
4 times a week. You tapping that bell?
No.
Four times?
No. Maybe once a week. Usually to try to get to sleep on the, you know, Sunday night. I tried last night. It didn't work.
You tried as in?
I tried to get to sleep using that method.
Oh, okay.
And it didn't work.
All right. Yeah, I didn't sleep well at all last night. Actually, I fell asleep fine. I woke up at 1.
Ugh.
Oh, and me
then
too.
I roamed around. Oh, I should have called you. I roamed around the house doing nothing. Just
the new house or the old house?
The old house. Just made coffee.
Well, that'll help you get back to sleep.
Just staring at stuff.
Puttering around.
Puttering around. You're right. Just that. Anyway.
It's nice time, though. No one's awake. No child is talking to you the whole time.
Right.
Nice. I like those times.
The survey also found that 25% of people fantasize about their significant other when they sleep with themselves.
Yeah, sometimes I do.
Yeah, me too. But then a lot of times I don't.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what that's supposed to say. I don't think
sometimes
anything.
It'll even be like someone, there's someone who pops into my head a lot lately that I'm not even all that attracted to.
Is it Liam?
It's not. Good guess, though.
Is it Rudy?
It's not.
Yeah, our friend Rudy.
Have you thought about Rudy?
No. Don't.
You've thought about Rudy?
Oh, my goodness. No,
she
never
only
have.
Thinks about... You don't really get yourself, do you?
What?
You do get yourself.
I just told you,
you guys,
I did last
so
night.
What?
What's a big deal?
But I was with, like, if I think about it once a week, but I don't... It doesn't really...
I know. It doesn't occur to me either. Yeah. Maybe we should actually try to do it 4 times a week and just see if, like, our life gets better. I feel like life's pretty good.
Like
I don't know, man.
If you
man.
Do it...
then you're more horny all the time.
No, I was going to say the opposite. If you do it a lot, then it's not as sensitive, then it takes longer.
I agree with that. Totally.
Is that right?
I think so.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Like you're wearing it out or something?
You only get so many of those, and
I
don't want to use them all up alone.
It probably sounds silly, but...
I tend to agree with you, though. I'm less likely to get there.
If you're constantly doing it.
Right.
After fantasizing about their significant other, the next most fantasized person is someone they know.
Yeah.
Or a person they met once. And then down there, 10% is a celebrity. I never think about celebrities.
Oh, really?
Never.
Oh, I do sometimes.
They mean nothing to me in that way.
Yeah.
I had a dream about Jamie Lannister one time. It was great. Actually, you know, one time I had a dream about Daniel Craig. I'm not even attracted to him, but now I'm kind of like, huh. It's pretty good in the dream.
Daniel Craig was.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Yeah, but it's, you weren't even dream. Wait, was but it a dream?
It was
or
a dream, and then I used him for inspiration later.
Got it.
Oh, man. Who's the guy I like?
Viggo Mortensen.
I used to think about him
who
all
is
the time.
The guy
I don't
like.
Know the one that Hooman always
Hooman
says I'm
always
into.
Brings it up. That's how I know.
Right.
Right, Hooman.
I mean, it's been years since I fantasized about him, but
old.
I used him for a couple solid years there. He was Ryan Reynolds.
Viggo Mortensen.
Mm. Back in the day.
Well, you know what I watched over the weekend? And I can't think of it. Chris
Pratt.
No, you know, Evans, in fact, Hemsworth. He's the one that did the joke about, like, there's a bunch of Chris's.
Yeah.
Pine?
Chris Pine. Oh, the one I didn't name. Oh, God, he's so funny. He's the best of the Chris's.
He's the one in Wonder Woman,
yes.
Right? Okay, so I just watched that over the weekend. And so,
oh, had you not seen it before?
I haven't. Had you seen it?
Yeah, I saw it in the movie theater.
Did you love it?
I liked it a lot. I thought it was really
what
good. I thought she
that,
was
Hooman?
Great.
I think I gave it 4. 3¾.
Oh, you really liked it?
I did, yeah.
All right.
What'd you think?
I think that the lady who plays Wonder Woman is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I think they spent far too much time telling us about where she came from and all that little,
oh,
the little girl stuff.
Yeah, it was very cheesy, too.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy it.
Well, I felt like once we left the island, that's when the movie started.
Yeah.
For me. You
and we're
done
on the
that.
Island for a long time.
You could have done
time.
A montage and launched us into the movie.
There was
in
that
my
cheesy
opinion.
Cartoon section too, where they're sort of giving the background of their people.
Oh, right.
The war. I was just like,
that's what I'm saying.
This is super cheesy. Like, stop it.
So you agree with me?
I guess I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was excellent though. Gal.
Oh,
what is her name?
Godot. Yeah, I'm with you. I just was in love with her. Like, I couldn't see her enough. Delicious.
Yeah. What?
You heard me.
Our text number is 800-400. Oh, by the way, did you see a bunch of the old crew when you went back to Boston?
I did not.
How's Whitey?
I didn't see any of the old crew.
You didn't see Whitey?
No, I told you I haven't seen Whitey. I think I was like 6 months pregnant with Riley the last time I saw Whitey. I haven't seen him in years.
Huh.
He's not even on my radar, except here where you constantly bring him up.
What? Oh, we're the ones.
Yeah. Not we're. You are the one. Nobody brings up Whitey except you.
Well, because you've, you know, talked so fondly about him so many times. Mm. He was like the love of your life for a minute there.
Uh-huh. No, so I did not see any of the old crew.
All right. Did I say our text number?
Yes.
All right. Yuzette and Vinny should be Major Nelson and Jeannie for My Dream of Jeannie for Halloween, says 708.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, we're going to have to start thinking about that.
I'll be Major Nelson's friend.
Roger?
Yeah.
Roger.
That guy.
Was that his name?
I think it was.
Were they army guys?
Yes.
I'll wear an army suit. That'd be fun.
Let's see. What was that? NASA? They were astronauts.
Oh, yeah. They were astronauts.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good show.
707 says, glad you are teaching your daughter not to interrupt. I work with some 30-somethings, and their parents must have never taught them that. I want to turn to them and say, hold on, mommy's talking.
Yeah,
that is an annoying thing that I can see why parents don't want to. They don't want to fight with their kids about stuff because it's just. One
yeah,
of
God
those,
forbid you parent.
Right,
you did have the kid, and it is your job to teach them how to function in society. But I know it's hard, so don't bother.
I'm just assuming that's why they don't. Right,
that's all I can think. Kevin Hart's extortion case. I got some developments on that and more after.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.